The Civil Justice Subcommittee will come to order. Julia, please call the roll.
Chair Robinson?
Here.
Vice Chair Snyder?
Here.
Ranking Member Arrington?
Here.
Representatives Beltran?
Here.
Black?
Here.
Campbell?
Here.
Daniels has been excused. Gant?
Here.
Lopez?
Here.
Maggard?
Here.
Maney?
Here.
McFarland?
Here.
Michael? Overdorff?
Yes, ma'am.
Rizzo?
Here.
Roth?
Yes.
Saroy?
Here.
Smith?
Here.
A quorum is present, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Julia. Happy New Year, everyone. In our first subcommittee meeting, before we begin, a few reminders, actually one reminder. I will ask everyone to please silence your electronic devices. Please ensure when you are speaking that you turn the microphone on, and then when you're done, turn the microphone off. Welcome to the first meeting of the Civil Justice Subcommittee for the 2023 legislative session. I'd like to thank Speaker Renner for assigning me chairman as the Civil Justice Subcommittee. I am honored and look forward to working with each and every one of you on these very important issues with regard to relating to our jurisdiction. I'd like to take a few minutes to have each member introduce themselves and tell the committee which district or areas you represent. And also, I'm kind of interested, we actually have a very diverse committee. It's not just a bunch of lawyers. Nothing wrong with being a lawyer. I'm a lawyer. But if you have any legal experience or you're a lawyer or you have something exciting in the subject matter jurisdiction of this subcommittee, we'd love to hear it. And so I'll start off. My name is Will Robinson. I represent District 71, which is Western Manatee County. I'm in my third term. I'm a real estate lawyer. I've actually been sued. I've done the suing. So I have some sort of experience in the legal field. I'm excited to be chair of this subcommittee. I actually served on this subcommittee for 1 year last year. So it's nice as you get a little bit more senior, you actually serve on committees you've served on before. So I'm excited for that opportunity. I'm pleased to have Representative Snyder as my vice chair. We're back, dynamic duo, vice chair again under a subcommittee that I'm chairing. So I'm excited to have you here. Vice chair, would you like to introduce yourself to the subcommittee?
Yeah, thank you, Chairman, and great to be back for round two, serving under your leadership. Look forward to the work we'll be doing on this committee. I had the opportunity to sit on criminal justice the last 2 years, so excited to be here in civil justice. I represent District 86, which is southern Martin County, northern Palm Beach. We've got some special visitors that will save that introduction for my Martin County counterpart. But great to be here and look forward to the work we'll be doing in this committee.
Thank you, Vice Chair. I'm happy to have Ranking Member Arrington on the subcommittee. We've actually served together before on committees together, so welcome. And Ranking Member, would you like to introduce yourself?
Absolutely. Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm Kristen Arrington from District 46 in Osceola County. This is my first time serving on this committee, so I'm looking forward to it. I am not an attorney and haven't played one on TV either, but Chair Robinson, I really enjoyed working with you on our past committee and looking forward to it.
Excellent. Thank you, Ranking Member. And I guess I'll start here at the right. Representative Overdorff, you're recognized, and we'll just go down the front row here.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Representative Toby Overdorff, serving in my third term, represent Martin County. The extent of my legal is none, except that I was a clerk and a law firm in Boca Raton for quite some time as a getting my master's degree. I would like to say a special welcome to Commissioner Stacey Hetherington from Martin County, who's joined us with her son, and we'll be touring the Capitol a little bit later today. So thank you all, and it's a pleasure to be here.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Ashley Gant. I am representative of District 109 in Miami-Dade County. I am an attorney. I now own my own law firm. I started as a public defender, so I'm a public defender at heart. I now practice criminal, personal injury, probate, and estate planning. So I have criminal and civil experience, and I'm very happy to be here. This is my first term. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. My name is Kion Michael. I represent District 16 in Jacksonville, Florida. This is my first time here. I am a freshman, so finding my way around is challenging. It's the challenge of the moment. as many of the other freshmen would say. And I have no criminal justice or civil justice background. I have spoken here in the House just as a citizen under this subcommittee before, or to this subcommittee, addressing this subcommittee before on topics that were specific. But I look forward to serving with you all. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. I'm Representative Rick Roth. I'm a senior member of the Florida Legislature, serving in Palm Beach County, District 94. If you cut Palm Beach County into four segments, I'm in the northwest segment, north of Southern Boulevard, west of the Turnpike, all the way to the Martin County line. My western boundary is the Henry County line, so I have the largest district in Palm Beach County and get to represent my good farmers in the Everglades agriculture area. I have no lawyer experience. I'm thinking maybe prophetically there may be some civil justice lawsuit in my future. Hopefully I'll be the plaintiff. So this is really an exciting opportunity. I'm not sure what the speaker was thinking, but he's smarter than I am, so it's probably a good idea.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. My name is Daryl Campbell. I represent District 99, which encompasses the area of Broward County, Fort Lauderdale area, to be specific. I am in my first term, second session, and I'm glad to be back. I have very little experience. I'm not an attorney, but I have experience working as a victim advocate and in substance abuse diversion program. And so I'm looking forward to what we're going to accomplish here in this session. So,
great.
Thank you.
Representative Maggard.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Randy Maggard, East Pasco County, District 54. Like the chair, I've been sued, and I have sued as a businessman, but other than that, that's my legal background. So I know a little bit about it on the money side, I can sure tell you that. Looking forward to this. First time on this committee, and looking forward to working with the chair, and thank you.
Judge?
Chairman, thank you. It's great to be here, Vice Chair, ranking member. It's good to serve with all of you, and I'm excited to meet the new members of the legislature. I'm here for my second term. I represent House District 4 in the far northwest of the Panhandle. People in Pensacola say it's the western gate of the Sunshine State, where thousands live like millions would like to. We used to pick cotton until we found out that tourists were much more profitable and much easier to clean. I practiced law for a while, I guess 14 years, and then served as a judge for 29 years. I guess they said I wasn't enough of a lawyer to make any difference, so I'm glad to be here. I also failed retirement. I did retire as a judge and retired as a soldier. So, Mr. Chairman, it's great to be here and serve with you. This is the first time I think I've served under you, but we have shared several committees before.
Looking forward to it.
Thank you, Chair. Pleasure to be with you. I'm David Smith. I represent the good people of Seminole County in House District 38. Seminole County is about 15 minutes northeast of Orlando, just to get you focused. Not an attorney, and although I'm 5-0 in small claims court, so I'm pretty happy with that. So pleasure to be on this committee, first justice committee for me in my third term. So happy to be here, sir.
Hey, good morning. I'm Mike Beltran, represent District 70, which is South Hillsborough, North Manatee. I've been practicing law for, I think, 16 years now. Started off here in Florida clerking for a federal judge. Worked for some New York-based law firms, both here and in New York. Started my own practice about a decade ago. Sit on the Judicial Nominating Commission for Hillsborough County, where we pick trial court judges for nomination to the governor for appointment. Probably been hundreds, if not 1,000 lawsuits in my career, a couple of them as a party, most of them representing somebody else. And most of those in the civil arena, although I've done done criminal and other administrative litigation in the past. Really a general litigator, focus on real estate litigation, but really a generalist. So good to be here.
Great. Representative Black. And we'll just keep moving down the aisle there.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm Dean Black. I represent District 15, which covers Jacksonville, Florida, parts of Jacksonville, Florida, as well as also Nassau County. That includes Fernandina Beach and Amelia Island. I've owned and operated and developed a number of businesses over the years, so like some of my counterparts, I've been involved on both sides of litigation. Many, many, many years ago, I was a paralegal, and so long ago, I'm not sure it even counts anymore. I look forward to serving with each of you and to learning from you and to being of service. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I am Alex Rizzo. I am from District 112 in Northwest Miami-Dade. It encompasses the majority of the city of Hialeah, Miami Springs, Virginia Gardens, and a portion of the city of Miami. I am not an attorney. I have been a consumer or perhaps victim. I'm not sure which one you would call it, of legal services throughout my lifetime. And I'm in my second term. I did serve on the Criminal Justice Subcommittee last year. I found it fascinating. And just to say, I am honored to serve with a great group of people, especially Chair, under you again in another capacity, but certainly on another subcommittee. And I find it fascinating and great to work with a great group of people like you and our staff.
Thank you. Sure, we'll have fun.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. Good morning, members. Tyler Saroy, I represent District 31, which is a central part of Brevard County. Mr. Chairman, I'm very excited and grateful to be serving under your leadership again. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Good morning, members. I'm Representative Fiona McFarland. I'm returning for my second term representing Sarasota. It's my first session serving in the justice silo. I spent a lot of time on that side of the podium in my first term. I'm not a lawyer. I served in the Navy and was a legal officer collateral duty for 6 years, which is the closest I got, but that's a different justice system. And then served in the business community for a while. So this is my first, I feel like I'm stepping behind the curtain to join attorneys in the justice silo. I'm excited to serve with you all, and I think that we'll have some interesting bills this session and great discussions, and I'm pleased to be here.
Good morning, Mr. Chair. My name is Johanna Lopez. I represent District 43. That's the east side of Orlando. I'm a former school board member and a former teacher. No experience as an attorney, obviously, but I'm looking forward to working with all of you. Thank you for this opportunity.
Great. Well, I'm just so excited. We have, a great diversity of talent, occupation, and certainly a great diversity of experience. I think we have four members here that are attending their first subcommittee meeting. So welcome to this process. And we have, I was talking to actually my policy chief. I'm going to now introduce staff, but normally to my right is Jordan Jones. He is ill, so if he's watching, hope you get better very soon, Jordan. But we have Trina Kramer here. She is actually the policy chief for Judiciary, so she's keeping me really in line here today. But I'd like to introduce staff. We're not going to make you talk or stand up or anything, but I do encourage every member to reach out to staff. They're in the Judiciary Suite, which is just right across the hall. Outstanding staff, smart, capable. Thankfully, I'm right next door in that suite, and just I can go down the hall and talk to you all. So I really encourage you all to get with staff on any issue that's important to you. And certainly my door is always open. So please come see me anytime. Like I said, Jordan Jones is the policy chief. He is not here today. We also have Caitlin Mon, who's an attorney. Sarah Matthews, attorney with civil justice. Annie Leshko. Annie. Julia Ramirez. Right next to me. And you'll be with me every week, for better or for worse. Zachary Lloyd. Very good. So next, I want to give an overview, a brief overview of the committee. I know we noticed this for an hour. We're not going to be here for an hour. But I was actually in Jordan's office. And I used to get excited as a young lawyer when the new statute books would come out because they would be different colors. And so I saw them. Not many lawyers have them these days. And we've talked about how broad the jurisdiction of this subcommittee is. Many subcommittees, it's just one chapter within those six volumes. Here, it may be several volumes within those six volumes of statute books. So I'm just going to go through briefly, and if y'all have any questions about anything that I'm going to say, please just raise your hand and I'll recognize you. But I'm just going to go through a brief overview of what I think some of the issues that may come in front of us are going to be. And certainly there's some issues that we may not be able to predict that are going to come in front of us. First off, we will see some issues regarding our court system. Obviously, our Florida court system, we have county courts, circuit courts, district courts of appeals, and the Florida Supreme Court. Last session, the legislature created a new 6th District Court of Appeals, which is now headquartered in Lakeland, Florida. We also could hear issues on judicial nominating commissions. Interestingly, Representative Beltran and myself are members of judicial nominating commissions, and I believe Representative Andrade is as well. And those groups are charged with making recommendations to the governors for judicial appointments. Constitutional law, that's a huge subject matter of this subcommittee, whether it's federal constitutional law issues, state constitutional law issues. Certainly we have bills during the session to, I believe Representative Roth had a bill on this to amend or to change the process of how you can get something on the ballot to amend the Constitution. And in 2021, the legislature approved for the ballot SJR 2004, which proposed to abolish the Constitutional Revision Commission. But in 2022, the voters did not approve that proposed amendment. We also see issues relating to access to courts, the contract clause, the takings clause, equal protection and due process clause. So a lot of stuff dealing with constitutional issues, very important issues to all of us and certainly our constituents, and we will see those issues in front of us. Property rights, another very, very important issue. We've heard of Burt Harris, it's Burt Harris Act regarding private property rights. We may see an issue on that. And as a real estate lawyer, condominiums, homeowners associations, all stuff dealing with property rights, liens. I know Representative Ovendorf had some issues on liens. We may see bills on that. Restrictive covenants. We see that a lot, restrictions on real property and how that impacts or the viability of those we sometimes see within the jurisdiction of this committee. Residential law, landlord-tenant issues. We would definitely see those issues in front of this subcommittee. We had a bill last year that I believe became law regarding fees in lieu of security deposits, House Bill 537. Construction defects. We will usually see a bill related to construction defects. We had a bill last year that went back and forth, and I believe it died on second reading, but we have usually a bill on construction defects, and that deals with a homeowner's ability to sue a contractor for defects that are built into the house but discovered later. Liens and bonds, Representative Ovendorf had a bill on that last session, and that issue would come in front of this subcommittee. Family law, that is also the subject matter of this subcommittee, whether it's dissolution of marriage, alimony, time sharing, or parental responsibility. We had yet another alimony reform bill last year. It was Senate Bill 1796. It passed legislature but was vetoed by the governor. So that issue, if a bill like that is filed and it's heard, it would come in front of this subcommittee. Other important family law issues like child support, domestic violence, adoption and dependency, and guardianship law. And litigation and torts. I'm sure we'll have some potential bills on that. We do every year. Attorney's fees. We sometimes deal with whether attorney's fees are built into statute on particular areas. The issue of one-way attorney's fees has been significantly reformed in the property insurance context, most recently in the last special session. Products liability would be the subject matter of the subject of this subcommittee. Medical expenses and lawsuits, that's a big issue that we see many sessions, known as truth in damages or accuracy in damages. The issue in many tort cases, a jury in assessing damages must calculate the accurate cost of a particular medical procedure. Often the medical procedure has a very different billing price than the price that is actually paid by insurance. So sometimes we see issues, and if we do, that would most likely be the subject matter of this subcommittee. Pain and suffering in medical malpractice cases. This is sometimes, unfortunately, and awkwardly called the free kill issue. We heard that bill in this subcommittee, and I believe in Judiciary last year. So that issue would come in front of this subcommittee if it's heard. And last year, I believe it passed the House but died in the Senate. Litigation financing is also a subject matter of this jurisdiction. Duty of good faith by an insurer. That's a very complicated issue, but current law imposes a duty of good faith on an insurer in negotiating the settlement of a claim. An insurer is said to have acted in bad faith when it did not attempt in good faith to settle a claim when it could have done so, had it acted fairly and honestly toward the insured with regard to the insured's interest. Statute of limitations issues, which is how long a claim can survive before it has to be filed in court, is part of this jurisdiction. Negligence and intentional torts, part of this jurisdiction. And then an interesting part of this subcommittee, which was frankly something that I had to learn a lot about when I served on the committee last year, was sovereign immunity and claims bills. That is, claims bills are an important part of this subcommittee and the judiciary silo. And that process can be a unique one, and we may be learning a little bit more of that in the upcoming weeks, but that is a big part of the jurisdiction, the claims bill process. So when someone has been harmed and it goes over the statutory amount, there is a process, a bill that you can file to get a relief from the legislature on that issue. And I believe, as Representative Beltran knows very well, we had a bill last year regarding caps on damages, regarding the caps that local governments are subject to if there is a personal injury or some sort of issue. So if that issue were to arise, that would come through this subject matter or this subcommittee. Wills, trusts, and estates, see my friends out there on that issue regarding anything in that subject matter would be in this subcommittee. And then, you know, like I said earlier, a lot of miscellaneous stuff will come through this subcommittee, whether it's legal advertisements. We seem to have a bill on that every year. We had one in 2022, HB 7049, which was signed by the governor. Animal law, we sometimes have issues on that topic. That'll come before the subcommittee. And public records exemptions for court personnel. So I wanted to take probably a little bit longer than I wanted to going through the jurisdiction of this subcommittee, because I really wanted to emphasize how broad it is and really how important staff are, because there are so many issues. Staff is so important because they are so specific on some of these topics that we may have the very best subject matter topic expert in the Florida House right behind you, or right next to you, or right next to me. And so I encourage you once again to reach out to staff to gather any input you need on any of the bills or anything that you're developing with regard to your legislative duties. So that's really coming to the end of our time today. But any questions, any issues from the subcommittee? They're not always going to be this short, but I don't believe in long meetings unless you need to have them. So that's the overview, and this concludes our subcommittee agenda. Members, if there are no further business, Representative Maney moves that we rise. Without objection, upon the motion of Representative Maney, the meeting is adjourned. Y'all have a great day.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.